Hello, my name is Anders Morge.
And my name is Louise Mifsud.
We will give a brief presentation of a study conducted with Bård Engen of comparing Adobe Connect and Second Life from the perspective of problem-based learning, or PBL. Please follow us through 10 poster stands.
PBL is a method of teaching that makes learners feel in control of their own learning by self-organizing their problem-solving based on open-ended problems assigned by a teacher. PBL originated with case-based instruction in professional education and workplaces.
Online PBL means to support problem-based learning with collaboration technologies, where students interact at a distance. Tutors can take advantage of online PBL by inventing new ways of teaching, but critics have warned of oversimplification of complexity or real-world problems.
Online PBL can be characterized along four dimensions of time and place, belonging in the third quadrant of the CSCW time-place matrix.
Four criteria for pedagogical evaluation of collaboration technologies of relevance to PBL have been identified in previous work, which is learner activity, cooperative collaborative learning, valuation of previous knowledge, and feedback. We will use these four criteria to organize our comparison of Adobe Connect and Second Life.
Adobe Connect is a desktop video conferencing system used for synchronous audio and video communication with educational resources and tools. A user can be a host, a presenter, or a participant. In the screen image shown here, there are two hosts and six participants visible. They're engaged in a problem-solving activity.
Second Life is a three-dimensional virtual world consisting of virtual buildings and tools for people to interact and move in the virtual space by using an avatar. The left picture shows a teaching session in a lecture room with a set of poster stands, and the lower right picture is a discussion room where five students are engaged in a role play.
We asked the research question, what PBL characteristics are supported and hindered in the two networked learning environments, AC and Second Life? We compared the two cases with a focus on how their synchronous online learning environments support or fail to support PBL.
To summarize, we found that both Adobe Connect and Second Life support social interaction. The AC interface is easier to use and has a better support of video and audio, but the Second Life interface, with some training, allows for more flexibility, such as movement in space by using an avatar and the creation and manipulation of 3D objects. Thank you for your attention.